Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, toilet paper dispensers plus toothpaste and roids. All coming up in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Well, I'm bad, right to the bone. I'll be 17 in a month or so. I live fast, just like a rocket. New driver's permit in my back pocket. Rev my engine at the light. Smoke and squeal as my tires ignite. And the whole world knows exactly what that says about me. I don't buy my own tires. White walls rolling, I'm a grocery guest. I did not buy them on my own credit. No Michelin man ever saw a dollar of my cash money. Where the road meets the rubber, I've been riding in the G-Ride, hoopty jack. Never mind the baby seat in the back. I'm a rebel on the run, I'm a man with a mission. I can stay up past 11 if I get permission. Slide the stop sign and ride your tail. Pass on the shoulder, throwing gravel like hail. The bass is pumping and the whole world knows all about me. For insurance either. No, 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 no. I don't buy my own Michelin, Dunlop, Unirel, and Hoosier, Continental, Sears, Arizonian, Cooper, Goodrich, Goodyear, Bridgestone, Pirelli, Yokohama, General, Firestone, or Kelly. I don't buy them. I don't buy my own. I don't buy my own. I don't buy my own. Buy my own tire.
You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Christy Lee at the news desk.
Well, hello, chick.
Hi there with her actual honest leopard skin scarf.
No,
she's
it's
wearing.
Not. My God.
Actually, skin
yeah.
alive.
You have to really skin it's thin, thinly, too.
Yeah, because it's silky.
Thin,
I mean,
thin.
And look, it's got swirls on it.
Oh, it does. Yes,
it is sir. Thin. It's almost as thin as the toilet paper here.
Ooh.
Yes, I need a toothbrush just to get the stuff
yeah,
out underneath my
it.
Nails.
There's a rumor that we're getting a new toilet paper dispenser. I don't want to get anyone's hopes up, but there's
oh,
work
really?
Going on behind the scenes.
What happened to the stick with the...
The monkey.
I
thought that was in the mailroom.
Actually, I've been told that that's been moved.
Oh, really?
It's no longer there.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. Could we use that again just and get some decent whatever?
They have those stand-up ones you can buy for like $14. Do you want me to go get a couple? I'll do that. I don't mind.
No, sounds like somebody's on it.
All right.
Let's move forward here.
What happened to our TV show, Monkey Butler? What happened to that? That was $1 million. That was, I will volunteer to be the showrunner and the next door
Why don't you be the show check writer?
What do you think? No, you sell it to somebody and then you go in and write it and they pay you. See?
I don't think we're going to get that made these days.
What? Why not? Oh, well, the damn strike. Yeah, well, as soon as the strike's over, you and me are going to go.
With CGI.
Well, I think it's the monkey that's the problem.
No, with CGI, though, you could have a monkey as a butler.
Absolutely.
True.
If you've seen
Paddington.
Paddington.
Yeah, or Nope.
Amazing.
Well, Paddington, there are talking bears in England. Yeah, that's the only.
He's very polite.
Yeah. Only explanation.
He's annoyingly polite.
He's so sweet.
I want to see him get a little rude every now and again.
By the way, here's a suggestion. We were talking about the Gurning Championships, which is where you make these hideous faces. And obviously, people that have dentures are at an advantage because they can squinch up their faces. And it's pretty. Some of these photographs are disturbing. Someone suggested Christy Lee could win. Just tell her she has to eat a gallon of mayonnaise.
Oh
look at that.
Yeah, yep. See?
She gurneyed up.
There you go.
Ugh.
I wonder what the ugliest win.
What's the ugliest O face you've ever seen?
Is this ugly?
No, that just looks like you've got some weird tick.
Do you know what your O face looks like?
I don't, but I will record myself next time.
pardon me. Pardon me, ma'am. I have to have this running. No, you won't be in the... It's strictly me.
Will you hold my phone for me?
Could you hold this?
Do you ever think about it?
I'll signal when I'm ready.
I don't think about it.
How about smells?
What?
A random smell during
intercourse?
What kind of random smell?
I don't know.
Are you asking if you make a face?
You create one? Or are you?
No.
What happened to the sports game? Hey, could we move on?
What are you talking about? I guess. I don't know.
Sex has a smell. You can walk into a room and go, oh, somebody just had sex in here.
Right. But you know, when you're one of those people, it doesn't smell bad at all.
Right.
You don't
random
even
notice. Noises bother you, chick?
Just like...
like help.
Yes, now I'm tying.
This is not, this is not consensual. You know, stuff like that.
Oh, really?
She's very aware and articulate.
Yeah.
This is not consensual.
Not crying or anything?
Yeah.
Huh. Wasn't that the name of Josh's backup band?
The Consensuals. Yeah. I love that band.
I know
they
you
are
do.
Stupid World Record.
A dentist from Georgia has broken the Guinness World Record for the largest collection of toothpaste tubes.
Gotta love this.
No, you don't.
Have you seen the picture of this
ridiculous.
Guy?
Oh,
it's great.
Tom, I'll ask you, are they filled or are they empty?
They are filled, probably.
All right.
And so from what I hear, these these...
Yeah,
these toothpaste tubes.
What the toothpaste tubes are?
Toothpaste
what?
Tubes.
The toothpaste tubes are in mint condition.
Oh, hey! Are they?
He can't. That is so close to being hilarious.
No, it's not.
There's a picture of this guy. He's with his main squeeze.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, yeah. Main squeeze from the bottom, of course.
He's got a bunch of them. Keep going.
No.
I think we've hit the crest of
the That was funny.
Well, okay, thank you.
Ace is our goal gatekeeper.
Stop it. Certainly my aim in sports.
Yeah!
Oh, nice.
Now, do you guys rotate? Toothpaste?
Toothpaste? No.
No, you Sensodyne all the time.
Oh, not me. I got it all.
What do I get? I don't know what I have.
You use natural Tom's.
No, I don't.
Something.
No, right now I'm doing a Crest thing, then I do Colgate, then I do Sensodyne.
I'm
I use
a big
all
Sensodyne person. I'm brand loyal.
I have it set it up. Amazon, man, sends it to me. I don't know what
to do. Those subscriptions, do you ever find you're like stockpiling a bunch of stuff?
Oh, yeah, it's really cool.
Right?
Yeah, I look really, really prepared.
I hate those things.
I have to cancel them all the time.
Because you can pause. You can just say, hey, pause for a second, and then.
No, they're running your life.
Then you get caught up, and then.
No, the government has a thing. Oh, look, we got Crest 4000. Oh, that's Josh Arnold. Yeah, once again, it's unbelievable. He's got the same pattern. When we decide to take him out, we know exactly where he's going to be.
You know, Tom, you are joking, but I have sat and thought about stuff like that.
No, I mix it up. I've probably got four different ones in my drawer right now.
Are you serious?
Yeah, absolutely.
Why is
I am
that?
Currently mixing it up because I'm going through all the samples that the dentists have given me over the last 2 years. And I went, before I buy any more, I'm using all of these.
You tightwad.
I know. I am being a bit of a tightwad. But hey, what am I?
My only problem with the subscription service from Amazon is the toilet paper in my garage. I can't park my car now.
Oh, because you have so much of it.
Yeah, I just can't really. There's no room.
I got an idea. You were just bitching about the toilet paper here. Why don't you bring that on in?
No. Then it wouldn't be mine anymore.
Yeah, that is the problem with sharing.
Come on.
He doesn't share. We know that.
So could we get back to this great world record? This guy has
most
toothpaste tubes.
I sense Ace has a question.
I was just going to say, don't you want us to think of you when we wipe our
butts?
Bottoms?
Ass?
He wants to know.
I'm sorry, Josh. What
if when we're dealing with things like poop, our bee holes? If we should be thinking of you,
thank you, Chick.
Yeah, I was thinking of Chick. So I gave it an extra little twerk, if you will.
Pinch.
I kind of kegled and dove at the same time. So this guy has a lot of toothpaste, huh?
A dentist from Georgia broke the Guinness World Record. Largest collection of toothpaste tubes, and these are filled, evidently. Dr. Val Kolpakoff owns a total of 2,037 different tubes of toothpaste.
Whoa!
2,037 different.
Wow.
Tubes, are these different brands, or just the tubes are different, or what?
Yeah, different brands, I'm gathering. You can probably have the same brand if you have different sizes, I'm guessing.
His favorite toothpaste tubes are a set of three whiskey-flavored toothpaste, rye, scotch, and bourbon.
No, boss, I swear, it's my toothpaste.
Uh-huh,
for the true alcoholic that is concerned about his gums.
Those were manufactured in the 1950s.
Okay. Wow.
He kind of looks like a guy who would have the largest toothpaste collection. I'm sorry.
He seems like a guy who talked like
this. Yeah, doesn't he?
Silly.
Silly
you
man.
Come in and look at my toothpaste tool.
Hopefully there's a woman out there who has the world's largest floss collection and we can get these two together.
Oh, wouldn't that be something?
Oh, my Lord. The rye, scotch, and bourbon toothpaste has 3% alcohol.
Wow. It does?
No wonder he likes it.
Yes.
I can see why that didn't take off. You're not going to get 4 out of 5 dentifrists. What is it?
Dentists
to approve. What is a decay preventive dentifrist?
Right, but this is
4 out of 5 alcoholics. this is a liver preventive dentifrist.
His collection features toothpaste from Japan, China, India, Korea, and Russia.
How about that?
He estimates the value of his collection to be over $30,000.
Whoa.
Man.
Now, here's something really cool. If you look at some of the pictures, there's a toothpaste called Vote. There's a Chloraseum, which sounds more like a douche. There's Lustrux. But what I like down in the lower left, it looks like the Gillette Foamy canisters.
Uh-huh.
What is it when they have
shaving cream?
Yeah, it looks like a shaving cream canister with toothpaste in it.
Wow.
But not the kind you push down. It's obviously got aerosol in it. Oh. Snow White is the name of the toothpaste.
Oh, really?
Mm.
There's also Foamettes. Now, Foamettes sounds like a birth control thing.
It does.
Insert the Foamettes, you'll be fine.
The doctor is also fond of a rocket-shaped Orbit dental cream from the 60s, which came with instructions to mail 25 cents to rocket fuel to launch the empty container into the air.
Whoa!
Another of his peculiar toothpaste is a wasabi-flavored one.
Is that right?
Val says his rarest item is a tube of Brenner's toothpaste. There is no such brand, he explained. It was made specifically for the series Prison Break. It was used with phosphoric acid inside the tube to corrode the pipes, and that would help them to escape prison.
Huh. Mm. All right.
Some of Val's tubes come from companies which you wouldn't normally associate with toothpaste, including crayon-shaped tubes created by Crayola and tubes created by the tuna company, Starkist.
Ah.
Interesting geeks. Collection. Do you suppose there's someone who's done the same thing for hemorrhoid cream?
It could be, yeah.
Do you think?
I bet there is. But that's a specific...
Hoarding hemorrhoid. Would they be known as a prep-acher?
Have you ever?
That is so fine of a joke. Didn't even get a chuckle from Chick. You see, they're preppers.
I have not had to use a hemorrhoid yet. Knock wood. I don't know.
I have. I used it because I didn't know if I had hemorrhoids or not.
What the future holds.
But there was a significant issue. There was a ton of itching, and I went and I bought preparation X. But I felt like I was. This was like 10 years ago,
right?
And I was like, I'm too young to be buying. And I wanted to go back to my old days of buying, trying to get beer and just standing outside waiting for an old guy to walk by.
I'll give you 50 bucks if you buy the Prep H.
Prep H for me.
Yeah. They do have, I don't know anything about the market, but this is really the only one I could think of. If you asked me who makes hemorrhoid cream, they've done so much advertising.
Yeah. I don't know of any others. Yeah. I just went Prep
H. I don't know either.
Yeah. Yes. I heard someone having a discussion about this yesterday. And apparently,
you heard someone.
and it was someone in this building, as a matter of fact.
Oh.
Were you eavesdropping again?
No. We were discussing something else, and this guy all of a sudden he goes, yeah, I had the roids.
I had the, yeah, I mean, it happened.
Do they go away? Sometimes they have to
go in and cut them off.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can push them back in. Sometimes.
I had a friend who had them in high school, and they rubber banded them. Bands around them so that they eventually just fall off.
That can't be good, right?
No, you don't pea shooter them.
Brace yourself, Josh. A friend of ours had hemorrhoids.
Oh, yeah.
Go right ahead.
I just thought of the story yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Male, female?
Male.
The reason I thought of the story yesterday is there's a frozen hot dog in the... Have you seen that?
Oh, this, yes. Oh, no.
Yes, a friend of ours had been advised by his physician to soothe his itchy and hot roids with a frozen hot dog.
That's descriptive.
So he would keep one. And it's my understanding he wouldn't actually insert it, more the kind of cradle it in his gluteal cleft.
Okay.
If I understand.
Are you sure?
Or at least just... Press it.
Yeah,
press
in any event, they were gone on a tour, and he had someone staying in his house. He got back, and someone had eaten his hot dog.
I don't want to believe it.
No.
And that someone was Richard Bowden,
who
brilliant
ate
guitar
the
player.
Hot dog? Or
no, who okay. left it for his friend.
It's
almost like the story about Godwin eating Chick's dog peanut butter.
I was just thinking of that.
The one specifically marked dog on it.
Had dog on the lid.
You fill the Kong ball with that peanut butter.
Yeah. They love that stuff.
What else is happening in sports?
We've got a dog story. And Gus, the Australian Weimaraner who plays the paper towel cardboard tube, introduces all of our dog stories.
Thank you, Gus.
Now, we have to explain. This is a real dog.
Thank you, Gus.
He really does make this sound. It's so funny.
Evidently, he goes, he sits on the couch when he wants to play his paper tube, and his owner gives it to him, and he goes to town. And this is another world record.
Stupid world record.
One of my dogs, one of my puppies, Aussie, that's what we call him, an Australian Shepherd, named Daiquiri, has broken a Guinness World Record. They named her Daiquiri because she's an alcoholic.
Oh, that's shame.
Well, her owners are.
Poor Daiquiri.
Oh.
Didn't you have a dog named Gilby? Is that you?
No, I had a guinea pig named Gilby. It was Gilby. Named by my dad's friend who... functioning alcoholic.
you like gin a lot, right?
You like the gin.
An Australian Shepherd named Daiquiri broken a Guinness World Record by stealing socks from people's feet.
Taking them right off the feet.
Daiquiri claimed the title for most socks removed by a dog in 1 minute with 21 socks.
So people just sat there with their feet out with wearing socks?
The attempt involved several women.
Oh.
Seated in a row with a foot extended so Daiquiri could pull off each woman's sock with his mouth.
This dog has a number of world records and can do incredible tricks.
Give me a shot.
Beautiful dog.
Really?
Screw that dog.
Beautiful dog.
Is there brown in it?
Kind of a gray and white.
Does he have the blue eye? Like the Australian Shepherd with the blue eye.
I'm trying to do a gross character over here, and you guys are talking about the color of the dog.
So cute.
Josh, you'd like this because...
I'll put your whole foot in my mouth.
Thank you.
There
Josh,
we go.
Josh, it's chairs are lined up. Gorgeous women are sitting in them wearing short shorts, and they each have one sock on.
I see.
And the dog just goes down the line and pulls the socks off. This there is a guy right now cranking it off to this.
Oh, he couldn't. He can't wait.
This is a foot fetish's dream, especially if you. This and the dog is just beautiful. It's just a gorgeous dog.
Aussies are great.
What a weird thing to train your dog smart. To do, though.
Are you? Is that the audio of the video we're listening to?
Oh, is it? Is it playing?
Something's playing.
Okay, I don't know what that is. Sorry, must be a leak.
Two speaker will not.
No, it's not.
Sorry. Well, you couldn't get it turned off.
Well, good for Dakery.
Yeah, right.
Cute little doggy. Well worth seeing. Congratulations.
More sports coming up, including a look at Kirk Herbstreit's schedule for this weekend. He's a good father and a college football broadcaster, and he's quite busy. We'll talk about it. And also, Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. Are they doing it?
Are they talking about this?
Are they talking about it?
About this on like Sports Center?
Yes, absolutely.
They are.
Absolutely. Sadly.
He was on Pat McAfee yesterday.
It's Taylor Swift, for God's sake. She's everywhere.
Okay.
And they're calling him the trailer.
Okay.
Once again, like Bennifer,
right?
Okay. Or as I said earlier, Eva Braun and Adolf Brittler.
He's jumping down that again.
He really likes.
Honey, you see? Wait, I'm trying to do a German accent.
Well,
yeah, well, you know. See what they call us? How cute,
Brittler.
You get it? It is a fun couple of 1941.
I said, Eva, do you get it? Don't make me yell.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche, auch bei den Johnsons. Oder Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil. Unser Bestes.